Not entirely sure if you can hear me, but we are here on the air, you and me on the mic. You know, it's that time for Musish, the show you all love. Maybe you don't know what this is. Maybe you don't know who I am. Oop. I'm Cronfused, your host for right now. That's my alarm to let me know to start. And, there we go. There I am. I had to turn myself up in my headphones. Today we have a particularly magic episode for y'all. Not just because it's a live one, but also because... Ooh, is this still on? Hot mic. We don't need that on. Not just because this is a live episode, but also because this episode is about... Wizards. One thing you may not know about me is I am a certified wizard, certified by the Rad Daddy O Baby himself, Space Wizard. We're a group of folks. We meet up in so-called Vancouver, starting at Beer Island on one Saturday a month. We make our way around the seawall to downtown, and we have a grand ol' time. If you want to come out, reach out to me on any social media platform. I'm Cronfused, Cronfused, all over the place. And if you want to come be magical, all you need is a hat, a staff, a beard, and to come out. I'll let the music do the rest of the talking. For starters, I'm going to give it up to... My favorite of the wizards, let's be real, it's not me. I'm Puff the Magic Wizard, a.k.a. Smokey the Wizard, a.k.a. Cronfused. But the one who really brought us all together is Space Wizard Nate. So I'm just going to start this whole thing, first of all, with him, with his story of, you know, one of the most insidious wizards that we've been fighting since time in memoriam, the Pope, and about one of our favorite wizards, you know, Monsieur Jesus. You know, we don't really like the magic that's come out of his life all the time. Catholicism, Christianity, ew, gross, no thanks. But Jesus's magic, that was some primo quality shit. Either way, listen to these stories. Keep listening to CITR. We're out here on the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh people, trying to unsettle the settlers into thinking about where we're playing, laughing, and living on, and trying to use our magic for good instead of evil, for radness, you know, for the radness of all people. Anyway, here is Space Wizard Nate telling you his story of the wizard Jesus.
Space Wizard, I explore both the... I am Space Wizard. I explore both the woe-woe and the hey-now, and in my travels I have come across many stories that were forgotten. So I have taken it upon myself to tell the stories of rad times to all who will listen, lest Lord Fuddy-Duddy take hold of this galaxy again. Much to the Pope's frustration, there are many more stories about Jesus than what is in the Bible, but they are all passed down through the oral tradition. The Pope, being a wizard, has kept all these stories under his hat, which is very big, because the Pope believes only hardcore fans of Jesus can hear them. Well, being a space wizard, I was able to squeeze one story out from a little gap of the Pope's hat, which is a story of Palm Sunday. It is written that Jesus rode an ass into Jerusalem, and that the people laid down palms on his path. But what is not widely known is that before Jesus could get his ass in gear, he had to have a treat. But not any treat, no, no. Jesus was hungry for milk and honey. All knowing, he decided on an ice cream sundae on Sunday, a sunny day. Now, the Hebrew prophets had called Israel the land of milk and honey for millennia, but due to Roman exploitation of the copyright legal system, Palestine was now known as the land of udder juices and bee puke, which halted many prophecies from coming true. "Get these juices and puke away from me, disciples," said Jesus. "Ice cream for ice cream." The disciples had never heard of such a thing, but Jesus chuckled to himself and climbed on top of the donkey, which was no ordinary ass, but in fact, a stupid, thick badonkey donk. Still, Jesus was 1,860 years away from Chester Platt's invention of the ice cream sundae, but Jesus simply squeezed the ass to astral project into the sky, where he met Apollo, god of the sun. Apollo owed Jesus a favor for turning water into wine and peanut butter into hash oil. So they circled clockwise around the sun 1,860 times, and each time Jesus and Apollo did dance. By the time they finally got to Chester Platt's house, Jesus was a very mellow fellow, though he did not think much of the devil standing in Chester's kitchen. "I sold my soul to the devil so I could invent the sundae," mourned Chester Platt. "Lord, be the first to taste my creamy, dreamy. I am not worthy." Jesus was touched by Chester's generosity, so Jesus multiplied the sundae into three for Chester, Jesus, and Apollo.
"Where's my sundae?" the devil cried.
"Oh, you wouldn't like it," said Jesus. "This is just for good boys. You're a bad boy. Bad boys don't like Sundays."
"I'm not that bad," cried the devil. "I'm like only bad for attention. I'm not actually bad."
"I don't know, Satan," said Jesus. "I bet you're so bad you'd actually keep Chester's soul for eternal damnation."
"Oh, this?" the devil laughed. "I was just joking, guys. It's a prank. Here, Chester, have your soul back," the devil said as he tore up the contract.
So Jesus multiplied another sundae for the devil, but then three of them had to get back to ancient days, which made the devil furious because he hates eating alone. Jesus came back to his badonky donk on the road to Jerusalem, but with the newest disciple, Chester Platt. So Jesus made his way to Jerusalem and handed out free sundaes on Sunday, a sunny day. All his fans went wild because they fulfilled the prophecy that the land would flow again with milk and honey. But that's when a Roman bureaucrat interrupted the parade.
"Pretty sure it's flowing with udder juices and bee puke, actually," said the Roman.
So everyone felt disappointed that the prophecy wasn't fulfilled after all.
"I don't know," said Jesus from his badonky donk. "This tastes awfully like milk and honey.
Only Romans are allowed to make milk and honey. Hey, everybody, check out the dweeb that thinks only Romans are allowed to make milk and honey."
"Oh my God," said everybody.
"What a dweeb!
Romans are so not cool," said Jesus. "They're not cool at all," said everybody.
The Roman felt self-conscious, so he undid the copyright law, which then fulfilled the prophecy that the land would flow with milk and honey. So Jesus went on to do some things that were sick as hell, and Chester Platt started a temple on top of a mountain where he makes ice cream for bad boys to be good boys.
Wizards never die.
Yeah, you know who we are. Hey, we back. Motherfucker 2009.
Motherfucker. wizard heaven. Pushing on that wizard beat all day, all night. Stay high, that's why wizards ain't gon' die. Just try and step up to this wizard. Oh, you ain't heard, don't fuck with this wizard. I'm a force to be reckoned with. Motherfucker, bow down, you should second this. Step up to me, take aim and cock it. Pull the trigger, now watch, I just smile and block it. What the fuck can you do to kill me? Ha! I got my spells to heal me. Go ahead, roll up with your gas or blast in. I blast that can kill while the joint's still passing. I'm from the streets, bitch, you know where I've been. Always sipping potion with that juice and gin. I'm out, motherfucker, it's time to fly. Because motherfucking wizards never die.
We don't die.
Still maiden banging. This motherfucking wizard got in the crack slanging.
Yeah.
I'm in the kitchen all day long, stirring them cauldrons to a minstrel song. I serve goblins, make fiends out of orcs. Who the fuck said spellcasting was for dwarves?
I get treasure,
stacking gold coins, ruby in my ring. This magic game is a beautiful thing, but it's tough.
It's like
you gotta earn your keep. That's why I'm rolling with my guild four deep. You can try and creep to this wizard thug, but you're gonna catch a motherfucking lightning slug. Don't make this wizard mad, don't make this wizard pissed. I could kill a hill giant with a flick of my wrist. Go ahead, dude, give it a try. Motherfucker, wizards can't die.
Woo! Found surprise, what's with your eyes? You're so hypnotized. Step to me, I'll make you cry. We wizards never die. Hey, that's what the man be screaming when they get with me. Disrobe and take a knee. Scrub my staff and begin to
Harris, cast embarrassed when I battle them, because I rattle the rhyme skills with my talisman. I'm holding this track down like Mike Tyson, hitting the skins with Robert Givens. I'm about to begin to flex on this mic here. I'm rocking tight gear, flashing my white beard, this right here. Motherfucking elves, you don't know me. I never won a Grammy, I won't win a Tony. But those who know me know I'm dealing the realness, and they can feel this like a dope set of real tips. When I'm hitting skins, I rock and I lean with it. So deep it's a spinal tap like Michael McKean's in it. I got a spell book by my side.
Motherfucking wizards never die.
We don't die.
Jail cell, right now, dirty lads, jerking up to my mail. Well, now I fuck with White House, that means.
smoking pale meal. That'll be pale with big tail. Snort and real slash meal trail. I used to ride in stones. Let my nigga fish tail. Now I'm on that big scale. Not fucking with no fish scale. I'm about to get my nigga something. Ballin' high like you know we would. The bitch in my phone is wish she could. Cause when she good. Boss out hard like I ain't fucked for months. Blunt at the blunt at the blunt at the blunt. Peel at the peel at the peel at the peel. Extra the peels, extra peels.
Hello, 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 and welcome back. This is Musish on 101.9 FM, CITR Discorder Radio. Hello, I am Cronfused, your host of this wild and wacky hour, on the microphone, for who knows why, because they let me, they gave me the training, and here I am to program some tunes for you. Today the theme is wizards. If you've never been, there are wizard walks that happen once a month in so-called Vancouver. They start on the seawall, they go to downtown. If you're interested in coming along, please contact your neighborhood wizard. That might be me. If you want to get involved, DM me on any social media platform. I am Cronfused, C-H-R-O-N-F-U-S-E-D. If you're wondering about what these wizard walks are, well, we have a snippet from the last one that we'll play for you before we get on to more of our fantastic tunes. Yeah, I think I might be able to sneak in an improv at the end. We'll see. But in case not, let me tell you about that music we just had. We had Wizards Never Die by The Wizards, a band formed in the very magical realm of make-believe from the show Workaholics. We also had The Avalanches, a very iconic duo of the avant-garde electronic dance music scene, and their song The Wizard of Iz with an I-Z. And we also had a Magic remix by Polo and Pan, very housey, very believable, very beautiful. And then we had The Magician by Canadian song craftsman Andy Schaff. Gorgeous, beautiful, love it. The next clip you'll hear is going to be from our daddy wizard of Oh Baby, appointed as much by Space Wizard Nate, who... This man is a raconteur, a bringer together of people, of clowns, of flying monkeys, a liberator of himself from corporate shackles. And I think that his little story and all of the tomfoolery that happens around a wizard moment is one that's nice to hear raw and in the flesh. So I'll leave that uncut and unfiltered for you. And then we'll go into my song, which is a wizard jingle, Wizards Walking United, Sharing Unique Powers by Cronfused, into Wizard of Finance by Parliament, and you might hear how I was inspired by their song. After that, we have Wizard of Meh by Pogo. If you like Wizard of Oz, you'll probably notice where a lot of his sounds are sampled from. And then at the end, to wrap it up, we have You Have to Dance, parentheses, Feet by Esperanza Spalding, one of the most magical songs off of her 12 Little Spells album. Definitely suggest you check that out if you like to move your body, if moving feels like medicine to you. Yeah, definitely do that. And just a reminder, we know that the wizard walks are free and all over the city. Things that are happening, things are opening up again. Please be safe out there. Remember to support local businesses, particularly ones that support others, like The Rio. They sponsor this station. They place ads for us. This is one of those ads. Please, please give them your money. They're a beautiful community arts organization, incredible art space. We get to watch all the indie movies. We get to drink the beer. We get to see the burlesque, have the lols. Just go to The Rio if you get the chance. Highly suggest it. Anyway, we're going to move right along with our super fun wizard playlist right after this little bit of wizard story.
Story time, story time.
I'm Jason. I'm zipping my mouth. I'm listening.
Jason is our new guy.
Actually, just let me do one quick little thing. Sorry. My apologies. Oh, I don't want there to be dead air, but I also am trying to fix. There's been some tinniness to the tunes that I'm trying to mitigate. All right, let's try this again. Oh. Ooh, what have I done?
my first clown. Sorry, wizard vlog.
Which is it, clowns or wizards?
Well, I'm, wizards, I'm, from the, bitch. I'm from the clown world, and these guys invited me and gave me a title tonight to be with them.
Oh, so you're new
vlog.
To them too?
I am new to them.
This is the wizard daddy of O Baby.
Oh, baby.
This is my shaman right here. So yes, I agree.
So, I used to be a guy in a cubicle in Toronto.
And you just grab girls and take them away. What a fucking great job you have. Wish my dick was that big.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, go there.
I want to hear your
Toronto.
Rant too.
All right, sorry. Cubicle, give thanks.
It seems like a lifetime ago. And I was working drawing coupons for KFC, for Kentucky Fried Chicken, in a fairly nice but shitty advertising agency in Toronto, in the design district. Miserables all get out. And in walk these two clowns. And they're out of makeup, but
full,
it doesn't take long.
Clowns?
No, they're out of makeup.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't take long to find out that they work as professional clowns. They're hired to make this giant balloon sculpture. And they're the wackiest people I ever met. They end up inviting me to, I'm like an artist at the time, drawing cartoons. So they invite me to draw a caricature to raise money at this festival thing on Granville, Toronto Islands.
Okay.
Might have heard of those.
That big old thing. Disney bought it.
Yeah.
I heard it.
And there's a festival going on. They're raising money for the kids' hospital. So I'm in. I end up hanging out with these whack doodle people.
Hmm?
It was awesome. Fuck, it was awesome. Mm-hmm. Suddenly my life has jugglers and mimes.
Color.
And,
clowns. Entertainment.
And you think it's like a whole circus of people. Yeah. There's people on stilts. There's people.
Cirque du Soleil, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And I'm up all night talking to these two old dudes who are trained clowns from Europe. Like, she's Habsburg
the best
family.
Of the best
really
clowns,
nuts. And I credit those people for getting me here, for me upending my life and being like, fuck it.
Oh, don't you want to be red, baby?
Thank you.
That was the Wizards episode of Musish. Let's kick it with a quick little magical improv, and then we'll get going. How's that sound? Good? Good for you? Sounds good for me. All right. I'm Cronfused. Up next is Dave Radio's Radio Dave, and you're listening to CITR here on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, so-called Vancouver. Anyway, let's do this improv, and let's get on with our day. Thanks for inspiring me, and I hope until next week, you stay inspired.
Thank you.
With us, you see, never come early. They're never late, but when they get there, yeah, it's great. Hey, don't you see, you're a wizard, baby. I can see your magic, and yeah, it drives me crazy. Wizards never arrive until they're supposed to. Don't you know that you're a wizard? I can see a potion through your robe, man. Do I gotta take a stand to tell you just to put a motherfucking staff in hand? Roll that old Toby up into a spliff. Make that magic right quick. Alakazam on this bitch, yep. Don't you know that you got to brew it to do it? Yeah, no hag can put you through it. If you got a wish, let's do it. Double up on that magic made up stuff. Yeah, you know you got that redness, so you wanna fill your cup. Just put it up, wizard stuff. I got the puff, puff, puff. Put up to the boat, motherfucker. I'm the captain of this ship. Space rocket comes equipped with all sorts of magic tricks. Magic always makes you on time, even if your rhymes are weak. You know that makes you chic. Magic always makes you on time. Your rhymes are weak. Magic makes you chic.
Couldn't say that. Can't sleep more than what I am, and I tread the waters in them seven seas. I done run it deep. It ain't about the paper. I done seen a lot of cream and did a lot of capers. You won't never read. Got these dirty forces in them crooked teeth. When I couldn't even get nothing to eat.